You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. As the White House proposes massive cuts to everything from housing to environmental enforcement, the de Blasio administration is vowing to resist a budget it calls detrimental to health and public safety. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez and Janet Babin join me now to discuss the impact of the budget on our region and City Hall's response. Cindy, let's start with you. Details are still emerging, but from what we're able to discern thus far, the budget proposal states how much the administration wants to cut from each particular agency, but it doesn't give a lot of specifics on how those cuts would be achieved, with a few exceptions, including what's called the Community Development Block Grant. The administration is proposing its total elimination. Explain what those grants do.
That's right, Jamie. So, you know, localities use this grant in a variety of ways. I've asked the city's independent budget office to give me a breakdown of what it goes toward. And they said in 2017, for instance, the sanitation department received $15 million, mostly to clean up vacant lots. $3 million went to subsidize child care. Another $7 million went to fund after-school programs at public schools. But the vast majority, about $130 million, goes to funding the city's Department of Housing and the city's housing department and its inspectors that enforce housing code rules. Now, these are the inspectors that you call if your landlord hasn't given you heat or hot water, or if you have mold or other issues. The money also funds the emergency repairs the city makes when landlords fail to comply. Now, the Trump budget proposal says the grant is being cut because it's not well targeted to the poorest communities and because it hasn't demonstrated results. But a lot of this enforcement happens in low-income areas where tenants are often dealing with dilapidated housing.
Right. And we've been hearing pushback from advocates on that. Now, Janet, also not a lot of clarity yet on the environmental issues, but it seems that Trump wants to cut about 31% from the EPA. How would that affect our region?
Right. So as you were saying, Jamie, this is not a line item budget, so we can't be certain in all instances exactly what programs are going to get axed. But the budget does specify that more than 50 EPA programs are going to be eliminated. Of course, there's ones we've heard of before, like the funding for climate change research will be cut. But Trump also wants to cut a program that tests chemicals and pesticides that are affecting the reproductive systems of us and of our animals and fish.
Human beings and animals and fish.
That's right. I was also on a call earlier today with environmental advocates from around the country, and they're trying to figure this out, too. They're trying to parse out what the proposed budget is exactly going to mean. And I spoke to Vernice Miller Travis on that call. She's with the Maryland Commission on Environmental Justice and Sustainable Communities. She says she's concerned about the elimination of an entire program that would reduce pollution in low-income communities.
I think source water protection for the various areas where New York City gets its drinking water and the state as a whole is going to be affected. Air quality enforcement, trying to bring down ozone levels and decrease particulate pollution levels, are going to be affected by this budget.
So that would be the entire environmental justice program that would affect at least three programs in our area, Jamie. Miller Travis says under the law, as we know, everybody is supposed to or has to be treated equally. So if this is not happening because of this budget, she expects that we could see some civil rights groups and environmental groups filing lawsuits over this.
Okay, so that's the environment. And then there's housing and urban development, which it seems could be cut by 13%. HUD oversees NYCHA, of course, New York City Housing Authority. Cindy, what does NYCHA stand to lose?
Well, the Housing Authority says HUD has already reduced its funding by $35 million through a process that's separate from the budget. Now, NYCHA Chair Shola Olatuye says these further cuts would reduce that spending that goes towards making major repairs by $220 million.
Or essentially two-thirds of our capital budget would disappear. Elevators, roofs, windows, kitchens and baths, all things that you all have reported on and we know our residents need.
Now, to be clear, cuts to NYCHA were not specified in the budget, and the city acknowledges it's extrapolating when it gives these amounts. But I would say that the chair is sounding the alarm because NYCHA has been cash-strapped for so many years. You know, Olatuye is also predicting huge cuts to Section 8. 85,000 families use this housing voucher that allows low-income people to rent apartments in the private market. Now, this is a program that has a huge waiting list. As we know, Jamie, the city has a major affordable housing crisis and a major homeless crisis. Advocates predict this budget proposal would only make those things worse.
So, Janet, you took a look at cuts to programs that protect us along the coastline as our resident coastline expert.
Right. It's not just the EPA, Jamie. This budget would cut more than $250 million from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Those NOAA grants support things like estuary programs, coastal protection. And then there would also be cuts to the entire AmeriCorps program and other volunteer programs. You know, after Sandy, I was down at the Jersey Shore. I met this guy, Dominic Salazzo. He lives in Seaside Park, New Jersey. And I met him. He was on the beach planting seagrass and collecting Christmas trees to prevent more beach erosion. I called Salazzo today, and he told me he remembers working side by side with AmeriCorps volunteers after Sandy.
Wheelbarrows, buckets moving sand out of people's homes. They were ripping out sheetrock. They were removing garbage from people's homes and furniture. They were there to help people beginning to move on with their lives.
And another program that would be cut is the low-income home energy assistance program, Jamie. City officials say that program helps pay for heating and cooling for 700,000 low-income families here.
Which makes me think about housing. Cindy, how might the cuts affect Mayor de Blasio's affordable housing plan? He's promised to build or preserve 200,000 units. Does the budget affect that at all?
Well, Jamie, the mayor's plan doesn't rely directly on federal funds. It uses tax credits and city funding. But if the city has to start paying more for things like public housing, there won't be as much money available for the mayor's plan. De Blasio was asked whether he would have to dip into the city's rainy day fund to make up for a reduction in federal funding. And here's what he said.
This is a six-month fight where we have a lot of ammunition and we're going to have a lot of allies. A number of these cuts are going to be absolutely unpopular in districts all over the country. And job one, the best thing I can do for people in New York City is work with my colleagues around the country to stop these cuts.
Wow, it sounds like there's going to be a lot to fight for in New York and New Jersey in this budget and a lot more to dig into. So we'll check back in with both of you soon. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez and Janet Babin, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thanks, Jamie.